Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. In 2 days, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics will release the next monthly jobs and unemployment report. Before you hear the regular media headlines about this upcoming report, let me share with you what the media didn't tell you last time about the terrible December results. For the monthly jobs and unemployment reports, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics conducts two different surveys. The establishment survey asks employers how many workers they have. The household survey asks people how many of them have jobs. The data is reported in both actual and in seasonally adjusted totals. The BLS and regular media tout the not necessarily accurate seasonally adjusted establishment survey numbers in their headlines. From December 2022 to December 2023, the BLS reported that seasonally adjusted number of non-farm workers had increased by almost 2.7 million. Of this total, 672,000 were additional government employees. But when you look at the actual, not seasonally adjusted data from the household survey, the number of job holders increased by a much smaller number, fewer than 1.9 million. More dismaying, this figure includes an increase of more than 1.1 million people only working part-time. That's right. The actual count of the increase in full-time jobs last year was less than 800,000. That is far less than the almost 2.7 million that the regular media led you to believe. The regular media also didn't tell you that the average work week declined from December 2022 to December 2023. Not by much, but any decrease hurts worker pay. When the next jobs and unemployment report comes out this week, let me clue you to something else the regular media won't tell you. The February report is when the BLS backs out a huge number of jobs previously reported in an obscure data table that doesn't affect past or current job headlines. Find this information in the birth-death adjustment. Last year, the BLS wiped out more than 2.5 million jobs it had previously overreported. How huge will this correction be this time around? That's it for now. Tune in again Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.